Part 1. Knowledge. 1. Newark, New Jersey, United States of America, 1917. Catherine Sharb had a jaunty spring in her step as she walked the brief 4 blocks to work. It was February 1st, 1917, but the cold didn't bother her one bit. She had always loved the winter snows of her hometown. The frosty weather wasn't the reason for her high spirits on that particular icy morning, though. Today, she was starting a brand new job at the watch dial factory of the Radium Luminous Materials Corporation, based on 3rd Street in Newark, New Jersey. It was one of her close pals who had told her about the vacancy. Catherine was a lively, sociable girl with many friends. As she herself later recalled, "A friend of mine told me about the watch studio, where watch dial numerals and hands were painted with a luminous substance that made them visible in the dark. The work," she explained, "was interesting and a far higher type than the usual factory job." It sounded so glamorous, even in that brief description. After all, it wasn't even a factory, but a studio. For Catherine, a girl who had a very imaginative temperament, it sounded like a place where anything could happen. It certainly beat the job she'd had before, wrapping parcels in Bamberger's department store. Catherine had ambitions far beyond that shop floor. She was an attractive girl of just 14. Her 15th birthday was in 5 weeks' time. Standing just under 5'4", she was a very pretty little blonde with twinkling blue eyes, fashionably bobbed hair, and delicate features. Although she had received only a grammar school education before she left school, which was about all the education that girls of her working-class background received in those days, she was nevertheless fiercely intelligent. All her life, Popular Science later wrote, Catherine Sharb had cherished the desire to pursue a literary career. She was certainly go-getting. She later wrote that, after her friend had given her word of the opportunities at the watch studio, "I went to the man in charge, a Mr. Savoy, and asked for a job." And that was how she found herself outside the factory on 3rd Street, knocking on the door and gaining admittance to the place where so many young women wanted to work. She felt almost a little starstruck as she was ushered through the studio to meet the forewoman, Anna Rooney, and saw the dial painters turning diligently to their tasks. The girls sat in rows, dressed in their ordinary clothes and painting dials at top speed, their hands almost a blur to Catherine's uninitiated eyes. Each had a flat wooden tray of dials beside her. The paper dials were pre-printed on a black background, leaving the numerals white, ready for painting. But it wasn't the dials that caught Catherine's eye. It was the material they were using. It was the radium. Radium. It was a wonder element. Everyone knew that. Catherine had read all about it in magazines and newspapers, which were forever extolling its virtues and advertising new radium products for sale. But they were all far too expensive for a girl of Catherine's humble origins. She had never seen it up close before. It was the most valuable substance on Earth, selling for $120,000 for a single gram, $2.2 million in today's values. To her delight, it was even more beautiful than she had imagined. Each dial painter had her own supply. She mixed her own paint, dabbing a little radium powder into a small white crucible and adding a dash of water and a gum arabic adhesive, a combination that created a green